Hello, this is Anthony with today's edition of Classical Music Connection. Classical Music Connection is sponsored by Matinee Music House Cincinnati. On this episode, I have the privilege of interviewing Christina Nam, who will be featured in our upcoming concert on October 2nd at 7 o'clock p.m. at Memorial Hall. If you'd like a ticket, go ahead and purchase it at matineemusichousecincinnati.org. And Christina is here with us today to talk. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. Christina, you've been around quite a bit, playing with several orchestras around the world, Cincinnati area, Cleveland, Blue Ash Youth Symphony, which I used to play in, actually, the Menuhin competition in Switzerland, Cleveland, Atlanta, and she's won all kinds of awards and accolades, playing in all kinds of competitions and festivals. What's it feel like to have all this kind of attention?
I'm very thankful to be lucky to have had all of these opportunities. I had a lot of support along the way from my parents and from my teachers. I feel very grateful for where I am today.
She was the youngest competitor and top prize winner of the 2017 Cooper International Violin Competition. Was that performed? Where was that at?
That was performed in Severance Hall in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Do you ever get a chance to go to a concert and hear other people play?
In Severance Hall, you mean?
Well, anywhere, really. Severance Hall, a music hall, Ohio Theater, Carnegie, anywhere.
Oh, yes.
Symphony Center?
Yeah, while I was growing up in Cincinnati, I tried to go to as many music hall performances as I could. I saw a lot of soloists there, including like Gil Shaham, I think Sarah Chang when I was very young, Hilary Hahn, all of the great idols. And also I'm based in New York right now, so I'm able to go to Carnegie Hall to watch a lot of performances as well.
I think there was one performance you went to at Music Hall in Cincinnati where actually you got an interesting seat. You were maybe on the stage with the Cincinnati Orchestra.
I was, I think, 9 years old, and I was lucky enough to play with the Cincinnati Symphony. I played the Bach Double Concerto, and I was very nervous, but it was a lot of fun, It was really interesting because I had always been in that hall in the audience perspective. It was a really amazing experience.
I bet it looked different being on stage.
Oh, yeah. The hall kind of, in a way, looked smaller from stage. But, yeah, it was amazing.
When I was in college, I played the Violin Concerto in A Minor by Bach on marimba, actually. There was a... transcription for marimba that was put in an etude book for my professor had, and so he had me play that for my senior recital.
Wow, that's amazing. That must be hard on the marimba.
Lots of notes.
Lots of notes.
Especially in the third movement. Just try to describe it for our listeners, the third movement of the Bach Concerto in A minor, the third movement, there's it's 9/8 rhythm, so 9 eighth notes to the measure, and the eighth note gets the beat. So it moves rather quickly. And then the 16th note is double the length, or sorry, half the length, but double the speed, if you will. And lots of 16th notes got played towards the end, towards, I guess, two-third mark of the third movement. And for violin, I've seen it's a bit of a challenge, I should say, for the marimba, because you're moving all over the instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
So being from Cincinnati, I mentioned earlier that I had also played in the Blue Ash Youth Symphony Orchestra. You play under Dale Swisher like I did?
I'm not quite sure. I think it was a different director at the time. But yes.
Because I played in the first decade of this century, so before 2010, when I was in high school.
Oh, I see.
And we rehearsed at Sycamore High School.
Oh, Sycamore. Yes.
And then I think that group morphed into something else.
Oh.
I think the Cincinnati Youth Community or Chamber Orchestra. I can never figure out the name. I know I recorded a lot of their concerts. Tri-State Productions recorded all their concerts, and when they switched to CCM performances, that's where I caught up with them.
Oh, I see.
It's
Did
fun.
you perform with them, with the marimba?
I didn't use the marimba. I'm a percussionist, so
Oh, I
timpani,
see.
snare drum. I don't think we use the marimba for any of the pieces.
I see.
And
Wow.
I went to school, University of Dayton, after high school. And that leads me to a
Oh, wow.
question that I can't help but ask, being a Cincinnatian. What high school did you go to?
I went to Walnut Hills High School.
Okay.
Yes.
Seeing that that was one of the orchestras that you had played for, I couldn't help but wonder that. And actually, I make plenty of appearances at that school myself, as a recording person, because I record all the school concerts there.
Wow, I see. Oh, so the orchestra concerts, or
Yes.
just wow. Oh, I see. Oh, when were you there recording?
I was there earlier this year, the choir and orchestra and band concerts, but I suspect that the same group that records these concerts was the same group that recorded your concerts when you were there.
For sure. Yeah, those I always. Sorry.
Tri-State Productions.
I always remember after our concerts, we would watch and listen to our performances, and the video recordings were top quality.
Well, I appreciate that. Tri-State is most likely the company that produced that. Now, Lifeboat Digital Media. For anybody who's looking
Oh,
for
I see.
a recording company to come out and record your concerts for you. And
Wow.
speaking of plugs, just want to take this time to remind everyone that Matinee Musicale has a concert on October 2nd at 7 o'clock p.m. at Memorial Hall. Christina Nam, who we're interviewing right now, will be playing with accompanist Rohan de Silva. So you mentioned, Christina, that you're a student at you're Juilliard, right?
I am a third year undergraduate student.
Okay. So a question you probably get, and I'm going to ask it myself. What's next for you when you graduate? What do you hope to do? What are your goals? What's your dream? What's your ambitions?
So after undergraduate, I do plan on applying for master's school.
Okay.
Maybe I will be applying to Juilliard, and some other conservatories, in the US. Whilst doing that, I did a lot of competitions when I was younger, and coming to school, it's been very busy, but I think I'm going to start applying for more. I've really been into chamber music. Also just did an orchestra program this summer in Santa Barbara. And so, yeah, I'm kind of just seeing where my path leads me to. But also, if I'm lucky enough, I would definitely love to hopefully one day be a soloist.
As a soloist, you'd probably be touring different orchestras and playing around.
Yes, that is the dream.
Okay. Well, as always, I wish you luck on that.
Thank you.
Looks like you'll be playing with the CSO and CSYO later on this year with Louis Langres, a Tchaikovsky concerto.
Oh, that. That was a concert that happened, that was supposed to happen right at the start of the COVID lockdown, and then it got postponed, and it's not set yet,
Okay.
but hopefully we'll set a date soon.
Kind of a
But
foreshadow
yes.
of things to come.
Yes.
In one of the videos I saw of you, there was a bow passing ceremony. This was at the Amenuim competition. You and another person played a solo on stage. You played America the Beautiful. He started
Yes.
playing, and then you continued with that. Is there What's the story behind that ceremony?
So at the end of each Menuhin competition, which I think happens every 2 years, they announce at the end through a bow passing ceremony where the next Menuhin competition will take place, kind of like how they do it at the Olympics, like the
Okay.
torch passing ceremony. And so I was. They announced that it would be in Richmond, the next one, Richmond, Virginia. And so I was one of the competitors from the US. And so they asked me and someone who is originally from Switzerland, his name is Anatole, they asked both of us to participate. And he, since it was taking place in Switzerland, he started the bow passing ceremony and then passed it off to me to kind of symbolize the next location for the competition. So yeah, it was a very cool experience.
It looked like it. And it was at the end of a big concert because the whole orchestra was on stage.
Yeah. We had to maneuver through the orchestra musicians.
What is one piece of music you hope to perform in your career?
Let's see. I hope to perform the whole, at least, I don't know if I would do a full concert, but the Bach solo sonatas and partitas. I've been really, really interested in just studying and completing all of them, all six sonatas and partitas, and maybe hopefully one day doing a concert with all of them, which is a really, really challenging task to accomplish. But if not all six, maybe three, and then three at another concert. But yes, that is one dream I have.
Is Bach one of your favorite composers?
Yes, and has been for a while.
And I can relate, getting back to that violin concerto, all the notes, it's definitely a challenge to play Bach. And wind ensemble, we had a wind arrangement of the Toccata and Fugue, and I just remember all the weird counting we had just to perform that piece.
Yeah, it's it's very hard to achieve stylistically and also just, I guess, ensemble-wise. It's very difficult.
Being a performer, I'm sure you have all kinds of interesting experiences and encounters, stories that you might have from different venues, different people you've met, different situations that have happened. Is there one incident that has stuck out in your mind in all of your playing experience, concert playing and whatnot?
Nothing extreme has really happened to me in a performance, thankfully. Not trying to jinx my future performances, but I remember one time I was in pre-college and I was performing this piece called Preludium and Allegro by Kreisler, and my E string had popped, and that was the one time in a performance where a string broke, and it was right at the end of the piece, but it popped and you could hear a big pop and startled me and the audience. But luckily, the last line of the piece is all on the G string, so I didn't have to worry too much playing on the E string at that point. But yeah, that was, I think, maybe the most extreme thing that has happened to me on stage, thankfully.
I wonder how often that happens for string players where a string breaks just mid-concert like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it happen many times. There are lots of videos and... Also, I've just heard from friends. It's a very scary thing. Yeah.
And it's also hard to incorporate that as part of your performance because, I mean, obviously people
exactly.
know it's not supposed to be, but trying to smooth out the edges and just act like that was supposed
exactly.
to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Some people even just stop and go put on a new string and then resume the recital or concert. Which I think would be the smartest thing to do.
Well, speaking of playing, do you got something you want to play for us today?
So I have one piece that's going to be featured on the recital is Album Blatt by Wagner. Translates to Album Leaf. It's a very beautiful short piece that a lot of composers actually wrote for different instruments, not specifically the same piece, but just the style of the piece. So yes, it's one of my most favorite pieces I've learned so far in my career.
And you'll be playing the Wagner rendition of it, if you will.
Yes, yes, for violin and piano.
Is it safe to call it rendition or just his composition?
I would say his composition.
Composition?
Yes.
Yeah, because I was looking, countless composers have pieces with that name. I think even mm-hmm. Beethoven has a piece.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, there was a long list that I found, and it's all kinds of, I think you can, there's a French translation, there's a Russian translation, obviously English.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But the nice little preview that we'll be getting for this upcoming matinee concert will be right now. Christina Nam and Gordon Black performing with the Atlanta Festival Academy, Richard Wagner's Album Blatt. Thank you for sharing that with us today.
Thank you.
Listening to Classical Music Connection here on Radio Reading Services of Greater Cincinnati. Classical Music Connection is sponsored by Matinee Musicale Cincinnati, who will be sharing a concert with us on October 2nd, 7 o'clock p.m. at Memorial Hall in Cincinnati, and we'll be featuring Christina Nam and Rohan De Silva on piano. We got Christina with us right now talking to us a little bit as she's taking a break from her practice at Juilliard.
Yes, hello.
What do you hope the audience takes away from this concert that you're about to give in Cincinnati?
Well, let's see. This program is actually is something that I put together, thought about for a very long time. And they're all pieces that have a very special place in my heart. And so what I hope the audience can see is that music is all about expression and connecting with the audience. And I hope that we'll be able to have as much fun as I do when playing on stage.
The Wagner piece you played, safe to ask what the significance of that piece is for you?
This is a very simple idea, I guess, but I heard it first by a violinist who was competing at the Indianapolis International Competition. And when I first heard her play, it was so captivating. I don't know if it was, I think it was the piece, but also her playing. And I fell in love with it instantly, and I asked my teacher if I could learn it right away. She said yes, and then it's kind of just, it's been my comfort piece, I would say. And so, yes, I try to put as much heart and soul into it whenever I play it. And it's been a very fun journey exploring the piece.
Well, I'm glad you had that experience playing it. I'm sure that and all the other pieces you'll be playing for us on the 2nd, we'll have be able to share that with us as you're playing your thoughts and all. Being from Cincinnati, another question I can't help but ask as a Cincinnatian, what's your favorite Cincinnati food?
Oh my goodness. I absolutely love, first of all, of course, Skyline Chili. I feel like everyone in Cincinnati loves Skyline Chili. But I also love this Indian restaurant near the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music. It's called Ambar. I don't know if you've had it, but it's the best Indian food I've ever had. Even being in New York, I always just think about Ambar. and also Grater's. I love Grater's ice cream.
Nice dessert to follow up. I have been to Ambar before, and I've heard the same thing, that it's a really good restaurant. And I would agree.
Yes.
And, of course, can't go wrong with Skyline. I was at Remke in Hyde Park over the weekend, and they're going out of business, and their frozen food section is starting to dwindle because the store's closing. And I saw the frozen chili section, and it was pretty clear the favorite in that grocery as the store was closing, because you'd see a couple packets of Empress chili. I saw a bunch of packets, almost a full stock of Gold Star, and there was one lone package of Skyline, and it wasn't even in the chili section. It was one that someone had put back. So who knows? Maybe they're a Pittsburgh fan or something. Maybe it was from Pittsburgh or whatever.
Oh my goodness, that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Being a student, what is one piece of advice you have for other students who want to study music in college?
That is a hard question. I'm also trying to figure that out myself right now. I would say that I think going to music school can be it can be seen as a very competitive environment. You know, like you might feel like you have to be technically the best musician in your studio. There's so many good people, you know, wherever you'll end up. But I think it's very important to trust your own path and kind of remember why you're doing it. Which is something that I've been telling myself recently. Just do it because you love it, if you do love it.
I've gotten the same advice because I was in school of music as well at University of Dayton, and I remember my wind ensemble director, who's also the Dayton Philharmonic assistant director, pretty much saying the same thing. You really have to love it, and you got to be the best of the best. And when I remember very well a master class I had in the percussion studio, where a Dayton Philharmonic percussionist was invited to audition for the Cleveland Orchestra, and he shared with us his audition material. And so he went through the whole master class, just going through tambourine solos, a xylophone etude, a snare piece, and he was sharing with us. You could see the different audition pieces, like little segments of famous pieces by different composers, what measures you had to rehearse. He did the tambourine opening to the Carnival Overture. That was on the audition list. Who would have
That
thought?
must have been hard.
Who would have thought that you could play a tambourine with such pristine performing?
That must have been amazing.
Well, what was nice is I could hear the music alongside of his playing. You have any other hobbies besides playing music?
I really so during Usually during the summers, I try to attend a music festival, and the past several years I've gone to music festivals, they've always had outdoor activities, and I love hiking. I can't do that much in New York City, unfortunately. But yeah, I'm a very, I would say, outdoorsy type of person. So yeah.
I was actually in the New York area a few about a month or so ago, and I was exploring Bear Mountain and Ossining and Poughkeepsie. I sense there's a lot of nice hiking you can do just north of New York.
I wish I had more time to explore those areas. I've been to the Adirondacks, which is not too far from here. And those mountains have beautiful hikes.
And of course, Cincinnati has a nice share of hiking trails. Hope maybe when you were a student here before college, you had a chance to check many of the trails out, like the Nature Center in Milford, or any of our parks, Nature's Sharon Woods, Whitewater.
Yeah, Sharon Woods was my family's go-to for any. We lived, I think, only 15 minutes from there. So yeah, we would go in the summer, fall, and the winters. It's very beautiful there.
Will you have a chance to do much when you're in Cincinnati for our concert?
So I'll only be there for a couple of days, rehearsing with Mr. De Silva, but hopefully during the day I will have some free time to explore Cincinnati and also get Ambar.
Of course. Well, luckily Memorial Hall isn't that far from Ambar. But Skyline is a close second, I suppose. I know
That
there's
is true.
plenty of those around, and of course, Graders at Fountain Square isn't too far of a trek from Memorial Hall either.
Thankfully. I will definitely be stopping by Graders.
What's your ice cream of choice?
Black raspberry chip. That is, I would say, supreme. I'm biased, but yes.
It's an excellent choice. Is there anything else you want to share with us as we wrap up our time here on Classical Music Connection?
I guess I would just say, first of all, thank you so much for having me here today, and I hope anyone who's listening is able to come to the concert on Sunday.
If you do want to come to the concert, you may do so by ordering tickets at matineemusichousecincinnati.org, and you come to Memorial Hall in Cincinnati at 7 o'clock p.m. on October 2nd. You'll get to enjoy the music of Christina Naum and Rohan de Silva. And the Wagner piece we heard earlier, the album Blot, will be featured on this concert, among many other great pieces of music that Christina will be sharing with us. And Christina, I thank you for taking your time out of practicing to talk to me today here on Classical Music Connection.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you
I
as
had a lot
well.
of fun.
I'm glad to hear that. And we'll have fun listening to you on October 2nd.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Classical Music Connection, sponsored by Matinee Music House Cincinnati. My name is Anthony. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen, and enjoy the rest of your day.